In today's episode, Ryan asks, I have the .net for my company's domain name and the .com is now available. I get a lot of traffic to my .net. Is there any benefit of changing the URL for my company website from .net to .com, or should I just forward it? Well, it's a good question. There is a lot of benefit to taking advantage of the way people behave. And we know that people behave. Their first instinct will be to type in that .com address. So from a psychological perspective and from a behavioral perspective, absolutely, you do want to acquire that .com domain name. Now, the question is, do you map to, say, your site, .com goes to .net, or do you do it in reverse? From an SEO perspective, there's very little difference. Google has said in the past, and most recently as of 2016, during one of their webmaster chats, that redirects, which is the rewriting of one URL to the other, as long as it is technically correct, redirects do not impact your SEO. It does not impact your page rank, as it were, from one page to the other. What does matter is the technical correctness of the site. So if you have URLs that do not get rewritten properly, then that can have an impact on your site because the search engine will see it as an error. It will see it as a mistake. And you will get penalized for pages just not showing up, right? So if you had rank for a page on the .net and you forwarded it and the forwarding got rewritten incorrectly, then that would have some impact. So my inclination to this question would be leave the existing website as it is, the .net, and forward the .com to the .net because right now there aren't any inbound links or probably not any of value to the .com if it's been a parked domain, whereas your .net website really has the juice. You're getting a lot of traffic, and so you've probably got a decent number of inbound links, so you definitely want to avoid breaking things if you can avoid it. Use the .com on stationery. One other thing you could actually do that would be interesting would be as part of the redirect, when you redirect from the .com to the .net, is rewrite it on the server in such a way that it appends separate tracking variables. If you are familiar with Google's UTM codes in Google Analytics, you could actually append that as part of the rewrite. And that way you could see how many people are coming into the .com URL versus the .net URL and see that separately. You can also using the same technique, using the same redirect file, use the .com as a promotional URL for specific channels. So one of the things that I do on my website, for example, is I use, I have ChristopherSPenn.com is the main website, and then I have CSPenn.com as a URL shortener, and I have a set of rewrite files that allow me to use that short URL and rewrite it with called specials, for lack of a better word, so that I can track what's happening with specific promotional URLs back to my main website, and it adds those UTM tracking codes to the URL as it forwards them. So you can use that not just as a placeholder or as an easy memorable URL, but as actual promotional URL. If you've ever, for example, set up a custom link shortener with a company like Bitly, you could use that domain as the custom URL shortener. So there's some opportunity there to do some interesting stuff. But overall, try to avoid breaking what's working, unless there's a compelling strategic reason. And in this case, I think the reason isn't strong enough to break the .net, but you still want to preserve that psychological behavioral aspect of the .com and just doing the forwarding. So, good question. SEO questions are always fun because they are the answer may change depending on what the various search engines have said. So, as always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. If you want help with your company's data and analytics, visit BrainTrustInsights.com today and let us know how we can help you.